we said, O come, O come, Lamb of God. As we are singing this hymn, the children are going to be coming in.
Thank you. Well, that was just an introduction to what is prepared for you tonight. And we want to say again just a warm word of welcome to everyone. We're happy that you're here this evening to this very special Christmas program. And as you can tell, the young people and the staff members have been working extremely hard. And we pray and hope that this will be an encouragement and a blessing to everyone here tonight. So we're very pleased that you joined with us. Our service tonight is also being webcast, and it's being viewed across the world. And if you want at a later time to download that, you're able to do it by going to our church website. Very happy to have the president and founder of Whitfield Christian Schools, Dr. Frank McClellan. He's going to lead now in an opening word of prayer.
Let's all bow together before the Lord. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come before Thee today, and we thank Thee, O God, that we have so much to praise Thee for. Thou art the living, the true, and the unchanging God, and we marvel at the fact that Jesus Christ is the great Creator and Sustainer of all things. O God, Thou hast told us that without Him was not anything made that was made. And Father, we marvel at the creation that Thou hast given. And then, our Father, we marvel at the greatest miracle of all time, that the infinite God came down, took upon Him the form of a human being, was born as a babe in Bethlehem, lived an impeccable life, and died an atoning death. And we wonder, Lord, why wouldst Thou do that for us? And we realize, Lord, that Thou didst do it, to save us from our sins. And tonight, Lord, therefore, we have so much to praise Thee for as our great Creator, Sustainer, and also our Savior. We ask You, Lord, that Thou would bless every person here tonight, every student, every teacher, every parent, and every friend has come in. And Father, we pray that Thou would apply Thy word to every heart. May this not just be a performance, but Lord, may it be an experience of the presence of the Lord in our midst. And we thank the Lord for that promise Thou hast given, that where two or three are gathered together in Thy name, there art Thou in the midst of them. While, Lord, we enjoy the fellowship and enjoy the children and the students doing their various pieces, we ask You, O God, that Thou would make us all very conscious of the presence of the Lord tonight, especially at this season where we commemorate His birth. Be with us now, we pray, and bless us, and give us a happy time in the house of God tonight. And Lord, should there be somebody here who knows not the Lord, we ask You, O God, that tonight that Thou would draw them unto Thyself and save them by Thy grace. Hear this our prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mr. Liam West, and over there, now playing percussion. This year planned, other years it has been not planned, is Mrs. Amber Ward. And she has done most of the work this year with all the vocal things that you will hear. I have done most of the work with most of the instrumental things that you will hear, and that's kind of our divide. We overlap when it comes to grades, but we kind of do that split and division. What you are about to hear now, we have dubbed this year Beginner Intermediate Band. We switched away from grade 7, 8 band and collegiate band to have two bands that anyone from grade 6 upwards can audition and apply for. If you make it into advanced band, you can be in both. We figured that this way we could kind of teach things in a slightly different way. So we're playing hard songs in both of them, but some of them I wanted them reading more music all the time and learning some of the parts by themselves. The other ensemble I wanted to handhold them a bit and go over some of the basics of conducting, the basic of ensemble performance skills. And that is sort of what we've done. So here you will re-see many of these faces throughout the evening as they accompany different choirs, as they join in surrounding you with music, as they play an advanced band, and again at the end, you're going to kind of see faces again, but they've all joined and auditioned for these parts. So they have the option. They could be part of senior choir. They could be part of this or the other ensemble you're going to hear later. They are all here except those in music class by choice. We have quite a number that have decided to join even though they didn't have to, which is always exciting. The first two songs we're going to play for you are, one is a wrap-up of a ton of Christmas songs, and the other is kind of tied to our Oriental theme, Kings from the Middle East. You'll hear that again and again. Shalom, the coming of the Lord. That's what you're going to hear as our second piece. And you'll hear that theme repeated a few times throughout the evening. I hope you enjoy. This is the Beginner Intermediate Band. I'm going to make an additional note. We've had so many rehearsals. So many rehearsals. And the amount that we fight to ask the kids not to talk, it never works during the day. And when it comes to this evening, behavior is impeccable. To the point where when they should have sat down at the last song, no one had cued them. So they stood there perfectly to attention. So you can see that that is ingrained in them. Again now, thank you. Well done.
Thank you.
I will just tell you one of the things, you can keep playing. One of the things that I wanted to do with that band was make sure that they didn't have to rush to learn any of their music. And we actually had to swap out one of the songs and do a different one 3 weeks ago. So that second song you just heard, they got 3 weeks ago and learned it. So that was our beginner intermediate band. The advanced band you already heard play at the very beginning with everyone else. But congratulations to them on that sounding so great.
I'm actually Mrs. Amber Olson. I'm actually Mrs. Amber Olson, not Mrs. Amber Ward. I don't know who that is. And I am very, very pleased. This group right here is the first group that I started teaching when I started teaching here 3 years ago. They were threes and fours at the time. And I wasn't supposed to have the sixes this year. And I begged and pleaded and cajoled so that I could actually have them because I have loved teaching. I love teaching all of my kids, but these kids are special to me because they're my first, and I'm so excited that I got to have them for part of their music time this year. So this is the fives and sixes.
Good evening, everyone. This is a very special concert for more than one reason. It's a rather nostalgic night for some of us because this is Whitfield's 30th Christmas concert. And 30 years ago, we had just 16 students standing at the front singing. And it's very special tonight because we have the original choir director and original principal of the school here with us, as well as two of the original choir members of the 16. So Mr. Cleland is going to introduce them to you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to just have a little attention here as we have Dr. Slade coming, our first principal and music director of our very first choir that we've ever had in Whitfield. So Dr. Slade, if you'd like to come. And also Mrs. Sarah Rose and Mr. Jonathan McAnally, please. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause, please.
I was just looking up at the choir here, and by Christmas time of that first year, after we started with 16, we had 19. Three had joined us, but that still was not as many as we have sitting in that little center section up there. So it's wonderful to see what the Lord has done in 30 years and how he has blessed our school with so many wonderful students and wonderful programs that we have enjoyed through 30 years. You have to say it quickly, but you can't believe it's 30. We're just so grateful for what God has done here and what he is continuing to do with our present students and ones that have been with us and will be with us, we pray. Thank you.
At this time, I'm actually going to ask you to open your booklets back up. We are going to sing What Child Is This? The grade 10s will be accompanying on instruments. We will sing verse 1. David will play verse 2 on the violin, and Nathan will play on drums, and I will accompany that. And then we will sing again after that point. So verse 1, we'll sing. They will play too, and then we'll sing the other two verses that are written there in your bulletin. So if you could stand, please, as the different ensembles and children move back to their places for What Child Is This? Rejoin in. finish with that. This is a combination of grade 6, 7, 1, 8, and a few 9s. It is primarily this first song about the 6s. It's Jingle Bells. You're going to hear 4 of them, and they're going to play on their instruments. So you can kind of hear the raw start of instrumentation. And they've been practicing away. And then all of them are going to play Jingle Bells together, which is a throwback for the 7s, because last year they played Jingle Bells, so they're kind of merging with the 6s. We've turned a lot of lunch times into practice times, and it's neat to see the 7s and 8s in there helping the 6s get going on their instruments. It's a beneficial way to learn music from others, not just in the class setting. And then the 6s are going to depart, and the grade 7s are going to kind of show you where they're at with a fun one that they picked out called Caribbean Christmas. You will see the grade 6s again at the next concert. 3 or 4 more months practiced, and we'll do more songs at that point.
would like to thank Rebecca. She is filling in for us. One of our bell ringers got sick, and I know exactly what that seat is like because the last two Christmas concerts, I've been thrown into a percussion spot last minute. So thank you so much for doing this for us. This is our senior choir and our grade ones and twos.
The next thing that's going to happen is a little bit different. We're calling it a surround sound ensemble, which means that you're going to have instrumentalists all around the room who are going to play. They're going to play the exact same line. It's not going to be in harmony. With my grade nines this year, we've really worked on performance collaborative skills. So they've learned their songs, they've pushed each other, but for the most part, they've played similar things. The grade tens, as you just heard, have been getting hymn-based music. So it has parts to it, and they've been reading the bass and the tenor part and the alto part on their instruments so that they can go and play in any setting. That's kind of where we've gone to with the grade tens. But once we got in this building with the nines, we decided to have fun closing doors and playing instruments behind them and hearing what we could hear and what we couldn't hear. So the next thing that we're going to have is we're going to have a few of the grade nines, and there's a few grade tens who are giving us some additional sound, and a grade 11 up there. They're going to play We Three Kings. And the little ones, once they start playing, can move at that point, and the grade 8 ensemble will come in. So all sorts of different wacky things happen when you put instruments far away from each other. As soon as Jethro up there plays, when he plays, if Grace listens and tries to match with Jethro what he's playing, guess what happens after about 3 seconds? It goes way out of sync, because by the time she hears his note, he's on to the next note, and then you all hear something different. So it's been a way that we've worked on watching the conductor, because all of them have to be glued in here, otherwise very quickly we fall out of sync. So that was kind of the reason and the challenge behind this. Here we go. To those of you at home, you would not have gotten the same experience if you were listening to this over live broadcast. Thank you.
You to open your booklets again to Hark the Herald Angels Sing. I'm going to ask that you stand while we sing this. And as I would encourage from any of the choir members or the kids when they sing, sing with gusto. These are Christmas carols. You have this opportunity, this moment in time, get to sing with a bunch of other people. And for all the kids, when the band is quiet, it's really hard for them to sing. When the band is loud, it's easy for them to sing into that. When they are quiet, the band gets kind of scared because the band all of a sudden is open and transparent to everyone else. And it works in that way, that if the people beside you are singing, it makes you a little bit more relaxed and comfortable to sing yourself. You don't have to oversing anyone. You just have to sing out and enjoy singing. So, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Where are infants redeemer is
Now, obviously, it would be great to end the Christmas concert with them, and we'll keep that in mind for next time that JKSK goes at the end of the concert. As a highlight, this is the advanced band coming back. You've heard them once before. This song is called Shalom, and they have worked incredibly hard the past few months on this song, and it kind of shows off the articulation, the rhythm, the dynamics that they have put into this piece, And then the grand finale, the kids will all go up and we will all sing God Rest Thee Merry Gentlemen together with the organ, the band, all the kids singing up there, and you will join us. And then there's just a few announcements. This is the final band piece, and at this point, I'm going to make one appeal as the music teacher. I told Mr. and Mrs. Saunders I was going to do it. And I said, I'm not going to ask parents. They already put so much into the fundraising, into tuition, everything else. If you've enjoyed this evening, I, as the music teacher, and Mrs. Olson, my apologies, Mrs. Olson, for getting your name wrong, check your kids' report cards twice. I appeal to you on the music department's behalf, if you would like to add a timpani set that costs a little bit more than is in our budget. We currently have Rack Tom's tuned to timpani notes. We currently have a double bass that played and was rented. If you're a grandparent or friend and you feel like being very generous towards this music department, we would be more than willing, myself as the person who handed a music budget in and got wide eyes that did not meet with approval, I, as that music teacher, appeal to you if you are feeling any of the Christmas giving towards music at this point. And with that, the advanced band. This is kind of because, yeah, the advanced band is going to blow your socks off and you're just going to want to make sure that the next one's even better. you twice more. This is just to say we're about to sing Silent Night, and it's both Whitfield's 30th year and Silent Night's 200th. So we are going to turn off the lights as we play this one. Ms. Olson, could you come and conduct this one? I'm going to ask you to stand. The lights will be off. This is the last time you have to stand, but stay standing for God Rest Thee Merry Gentlemen that will follow while you are singing. The rest of the kids that are sitting down and around are going back up on the stage for our final song of the evening.
To enjoy this next one. You may sit, but please still sing. This is the final one. They will be singing, you will be singing, the organ will be playing, the band will be playing, and this will be it for the evening. After that announcement and us rushing you over to the other side where we have a Christmas market set up. So more details to follow there. If you would sing the first verse, the band is going to play the second, and then we will all come back in and sing the second and third. There will be one instrumental verse after the first.
may have a seat. Thank you, everyone, so much for coming and supporting your children, your grandchildren, your neighbors' kids at this Christmas concert. I hope that you've enjoyed it. Next concert's theme in the spring is actually going to be world music. We're going to do some Chinese folk songs, some sketches of Canada and folk songs from Canada. We're going to travel through the Middle East a little bit, and we're really looking forward to and excited for that one. We actually did this awesome thing this week as we were doing all the rehearsals, and it went like this. Can you guys all talk for a second? Waterfall. Brilliant. Here are the announcements and how the rest of the evening is going to go. We're going to ask that you let the children lead from here. Those who are up to grade 6 are going to go downstairs. And we ask that you wait till they're downstairs to go and collect them. The 7s and 8s are a bit of a more free gamble. They'll be here with their teachers and you can collect them. High school students, I trust you guys. But parents, please, grades 6 and under, collect them downstairs. Don't snag them before that. Let the teachers know that everyone is accounted for. We want them to be safe and looked after. After that, across in the other big building is a fantastic Christmas market. And there's some pretty neat stuff there, from adorably cute to, how is that only $2? And we encourage you to go over there to, not as much as with the music department where you're going to write your checks, but spend your coins and your cash over there at the Christmas market, please. I'm going to close in a word of prayer and we will dismiss the students. Head bowed, eyes closed. Dear gracious and heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity that we have to make music. To play instruments, to sing songs, to glorify you, to lift our voices in adoration of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for this time of year that it focuses on the one who came to do something when we could do nothing, the one who came to do everything because we could do nothing. Thank you for Jesus, for the fact that we have this opportunity to have salvation from our sins by believing in him. Thank you for this. I thank you for just this opportunity we've had this evening. I pray that it would stick with us through the rest of the Christmas season, that our hearts and minds would be focused on you in the midst of all of the chaos. God, I thank you again for this opportunity in your worthy and precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.